Why don't we open the records and bring everyone into the Akasha right now together? And then we'll just start to jump in and we'll clear some of those vows for you, Mary, and for the other 80% plus of the people that are here and kind of roll from there. How does that sound?
That sounds wonderful. Thank you so much.
Good. Okay. So let's just all sit back and take a nice breath. I always like to put my feet flat on the ground so we can connect to our dear Mother Earth beneath our feet. And we just invite our soul that is connected to this body in this present moment right here and now to come more fully present down into the physical form, down into our bodies, all the way down into our hips. Down, we like to connect all the way, filling our legs. And I like to grow some nice roots from the bottom of my feet down into the earth. And what the record keeper says is that when we can get nice and grounded, it helps the body feel safe. And that allows us to actually access higher vibrational energy and be more expansive. So being really nice and grounded is helpful to also expand and awaken. So we're actually reaching both kind of ends of the spectrum. So let's grow some roots into the earth, just letting our bodies know that we are safe, we are guided, we are protected as we do this expansive work. And we ask the divine lords of unconditional love to help us center fully in this moment as we create this sacred space. Please help us as we open our multidimensional hearts to divine love and release all resistance. We ask the record keepers to help us to access the highest energy, wisdom, guidance that we can access as we do this expansive collective group work today for ourselves and for the group that we're here with in this moment, whenever it is that you're listening or watching. And I just ask the Akashic Records to surround us in the beautiful column of silvery blue light, creating this sacred space as we connect all around the planet. Feeling your hearts open, relax, expand a little further. As each and every one of you connect to your own Akashic Record Keepers in this sacred space that we've now created. Beautiful. So let's ask our record keepers to help us clear, release, and delete any vows that we have ever made on this planet, on this earthly plane. Any lifetime where we said, I'm never going to be a healer again, that got me killed, or that got me run out of town, or hurt, harmed in some way or other. So what I'm seeing is just, they're kind of showing me hundreds and hundreds of lifetimes, right? Because all the people plus. So they make a beautiful kind of bonfire is how they show it to me. Like a nice stack of vows. They look like little scrolls, little parchment scrolls that make a nice bonfire. And as we light that bonfire and we burn all of these vows of never, ever, ever to be a healer, never to share those gifts because that got us hurt or killed. And as those vows burn, all of that energy gets recycled so we can reclaim all of that beautiful energy right here and now to support our life and our body and to support us in going forward if we choose to start to access those gifts as healer. Beautiful. And then they want to go further in. So we've burned all those vows. We're going to also clear release any soul contract we made in those lifetimes with other people or with groups of people. So many times we were part of some group, and it could have been a coven. It could have been a collective group of women who were practicing casting spells and creating magic. We could have been part of the light. We could have sometime played in the dark. Many of us also played with the dark energy, because especially, 1000 AD during the Dark Ages, wasn't a lot of light here. So we sometimes called in the dark to give us more power. So we want to clear, release, and burn any of those old contracts, because they no longer serve you. So if you contracted with a group, maybe you were part of a druid type of group, some pagan group, some coven, sometimes they were just other unnamed spiritual kind of groups that came together. But some of our contracts were, I will do this with you, but not alone. So we want to burn those old contracts that say, I don't have the power alone. Right? So, again, during the Dark Ages, there wasn't a lot of light. We didn't have as much power many times. And so we had to come together as a group to create the power. That is no longer true. That's why we want to burn these old soul contracts that no longer serve you. So let's burn the contracts that are from these Dark Ages. From most of them go back about 800 AD to about 1600. So about 800 years in there is where I'm seeing most of them. Of course, some go a little further back, some of a little are 1800s, right? They were ways of being. So we just want to burn them, clear, release, delete all of those old contracts, to not do it alone. So we can reclaim that energy for ourselves again, to be more complete in your own sovereignty in your body right here and right now. So we're not stuck in the past. We haven't given our power away. We're reclaiming some of that power we have actually given away over these, many hundreds and hundreds of years. Beautiful. And then from there, now that we've cleared some of these vows and these contracts, we ask our record keepers to help us to reclaim those gifts that we had in those lifetimes and bring them present in your physical body right here and right now. So you might feel that, some of you I get are feeling that kind of as a tingling in your crown chakra. You might feel it tingling or buzzing in your body in different places, right? We hold our gifts in different parts of our physical body, in different aspects of our chakra systems, our channels, our running energy channels. So whatever you're noticing, just perfect. Just let that drop in. We ask the record keepers to help us to integrate that into our body with ease and grace, right here and right now in this present moment. Beautiful. All right. So we'll just let that continue to integrate in. And I'm asking the record keepers to put a time release bubble around everyone, so that everything that we do, all the healing we do today, can continue to integrate over the next, 2, 3, 4 days, highest and best for you personally, physically, that with ease and grace that it can integrate. So it's not super exhausting right in the moment to integrate all of the healing we're going to do.